This is a CK to Z news update.
Following assessments carried out in late 2022, Gorge Harbor Marina Resort on Cortez Island will be carrying out large-scale infrastructure projects that will significantly impact its 2023 operations. The resort is overseen by Kathleen Wiggins Management Corporation, QXMC, which is the economic development organization for the Clahoose First Nation. Jason Johnson, General Manager for QXMC, gave us the details on what's currently expected in the coming months.
We want to be really transparent about the difficulties we're facing. So there's some things we still don't know because it's all contingent on working with regulatory bodies and so forth. But the store is an amenity that's incredibly important to the community. We're really focused on keeping that open. The marina is planned to stay open as well. We do, in both cases, expect some interruption to service as we, you know, have to work on power and water and septic. Now, the question that everybody wants to know is the laundromat. And I'm unfortunately going to have to call that a maybe because it is a large consumer of water. While this laundromat has never paid for itself, the point of having it is it's important for the community. And we are endeavoring to keep that open. But again, it's going to be dictated to us based on what we're able to find for flow data. One of the most tragic things for me this year personally is the 2023 music lineup. We were really excited to have these artists come up and it brings the community together. And very difficult to reach out to those artists and tell them we have to postpone it to 2024. But I'll tell you what, in 2024, we plan to make a bit of a splash.
He also confirmed that the Float House restaurant has served its last meal.
Also, some devastating news that Float House was deemed not structurally sound, so it is permanently closed. It is a blow because that is one of the very few food offerings on Cortez, and we know it's important for the community, and we are exploring options to be able to offer food going forward. But again, infrastructure is first. You need all of those amenities to be able to offer anything.
Do you think that the sunflower food truck might still be there?
Again, we're doing everything in our power. We love having the sunflower as a partner. But again, they also require the infrastructure to be able to offer foods. We're trying to sort that out as quickly as possible, but love to have them there. I should mention the accommodation piece as well. Sadly, we've had to call all of our RV stays and camping guests and let them know the bad news. And that's impacted family planning, obviously. We respect that. However, this is not nice to do's, it's must do's right now. And we are working on getting the flow data in for our other accommodation types. So that's the cottage as well as the lodge rooms. So that is a bit of a question mark right now as well.
The press release stated that the pool and hot tub will remain closed for 2023 with the hopes of completing necessary repairs for this amenity to reopen next year. On-site showers and bathrooms may be open, but subject to closures as necessary. Johnson said the Saturday craft market, a summer mainstay which happens on the lawn between the store and the gazebo, may be able to run for some part of the season.
Where that's actually located, I don't see too much infrastructure happenings there. Will it be a bit of a construction zone later? Yeah, I think so, because those RV spots were redoing linear infrastructure. But again, I don't see shovels in the ground until about September.
I was curious about the timelines, if you know what will happen when.
Timelines right now are not firm or definite because we have to get the data first. So flow capacity, we're taking a look at the interim solution, which is do everything we can to keep the amenities I've already mentioned open. And then from there, long-term planning. So making sure that we deal with the influx that we typically see during peak season at the Gorge. What do we need? What do we have? How do we bridge the difference? And then plan out. What does the resort look like in 10 or 15 years. Septic is just one piece of the puzzle. The water infrastructure project, that involves everything from looking at wells right through to all the lines in the ground and where they need to run to. So that's pretty major. Electrical, some of that has been in the ground for a very long time. It needs some upgrades as well. Timelines will reflect that planning piece first. And then we have to go to the cost behind that and do that research, go to approvals, not only internally, but regulatory approvals. So there's a lot of moving parts before we get there, but loose planning right now would look like that, being ready to have all the data in place, and late summer would be where anticipated work begins.
There was mention of the road gas pump and that needs to be replaced, and maybe that might be one of the sooner things to happen.
Yeah, gas stability on the island is, you know, on everybody's mind. And right now there's two locations for it. And we are in contact with Squirrel Cove, and we will continue to be in contact as this work evolves. But basically, this is somewhere between a $50,000 and $60,000 investment to replace that pump, but you just can't get parts for it anymore. And so we know we need to do that until a more broader solution is sought for the island. That road gas pump at the gorge must be operational. I forecast that somewhere between 3 and 5 days is how long it will take to replace that pump once it's ordered and on site.
Okay. So can we talk about how this will likely affect the current and the seasonal employment that the Gorge Harbor traditionally offers?
Yeah, you know, Clahoose and QXMC are both fully aware of the impact, not only to the community, but our staff, our families. And I would say that seasonal staff, yeah, there's going to be an impact there. But we are doing everything in our power to make sure that our full-time employees work. And with the ability to open up what I've already mentioned, I think we're in a good place there for sure. And I thank the community for their patience. Change is hard when the community relies so heavily upon some of the amenities at the Gorge. It's difficult to say we're closed for a while because we have to be, but we're trying to mitigate any long-term closure wherever possible. And hopefully in 2024, we're going to open up it, like I say, with a splash.
Does the Gorge Harbor Marina plan to continue with the current model of being open to the local community once this is all complete and moving forward?
Yeah, so there's several projects planned. This is the focus, and we'll never lose sight of the community. And so we know there's that balance between tourism and the community, and those amenities are planned to continue. They may move, but we know that the community depends on laundry services. They depend on stability for gas. They get their groceries at the gorge. Boaters depend on the marina. We know these things to be true, and we are doing what we can to make sure that we can continue to do them, but repairs are needed to be able to allow for that.
The Clahoose have also bought a piece of property in Squirrel Cove for a campground. And will that be operational this season potentially?
The answer is no, because it comes back to some of the same pieces that we're dealing with at the Gorge. There's going to be a lot more to talk about later, but right now we are doing our due diligence to come up with infrastructure solutions for that site. It's going to be another offering for Cortez and done in a very responsible way, the same commitment to community, the same commitment to having low environmental impact on the build wherever we can. I do just want to close by saying I really appreciate everybody's patience, from residents to, you know, our guests that had planned to stay with us. This is news that nobody liked to hear, but we're getting through it. And a big thank you to the community for their understanding. I think we've got an incredible purchaser of the Gorge in the Clahoose. They love the community. They love the property. And it really is about things that need to be done, and we're addressing it. So again, I appreciate everybody's patience.
Clarissa Sawatsky, who is the communications coordinator for the Clahoose First Nation, was also on the call.
All of the news very much reflects the Clahoose values of you put in the time and the money and the investment in order to have something that's going to be enjoyed for future generations. It's the same with all of the industries for Clahoose and QXMC, with shellfish and forestry and all of that. So that's the intent, is to have shorter term difficulty for a longer term investment in future generations. Enjoyment of all of this is so important. So hopefully that's well conveyed.
You've been listening to a CK to Z news update about the Gorge Harbor Marina Resort's partial closures for the 2023 season. Our main interview was Jason Johnson, General Manager at QXMC. I'm Anastasia Avakumova.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.